The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Glory to you, O Lord. A leper came to Jesus and pleaded on his knees, "If you want to," he said, "you can cure me." Feeling sorry for him, Jesus stretched out his hand and touched him. "Of course I want to," he said, "be cured." And the leprosy left him at once, and he was cured. Jesus immediately sent him away and sternly ordered him, "Mind you say nothing to anyone, but go and show yourself to the priest and make the offering for your healing prescribed by Moses as evidence of your recovery." The man went away, but then started talking about it freely and telling the story everywhere, so that Jesus could no longer go openly into any town, but had to stay outside in places where nobody lived. Even so, people from all around would come to him. The Gospel of the Lord. An abiding legacy of the late Diana, Princess of Wales, was the picture of her reaching out and touching those that were infected with HIV/AIDS when the epidemic was at its highest and almost everyone else was literally scared to death to have any human contact with them at all. Health workers and morticians just sealed the bodies up and would no human contact. In a way, of course, they were the modern-day lepers in the 1980s and 90s, still around, but different to the drama that we had in the 80s and 90s. But she changed perceptions because actually she reached out and embraced them. It's quite ironic in today's gospel, isn't it, that an ex-leper, a man who was once condemned to live apart from society, became the very reason that Jesus had to stay in places where nobody lived. Because when the hand of Jesus was stretched out to touch the leper, the gesture must have stunned the leper. He didn't expect anyone to touch him. He was hoping to be cured, but he didn't expect that touching. And Jesus, by touching him, incurred defilement in the eyes of the law, an automatic suspension from religious functions. But Jesus didn't catch defilement. Instead, the leper was infected with Jesus' purity. But to heal us, Jesus takes on our suffering. By his wounds, we are healed. And in a way, that's seen more clearly in the mystery of the cross, which is so central to Mark's gospel. And in a way, this story is prefiguring the cross. Because at the beginning of the story, Jesus is within the community, and the leper is the outsider. Jesus heals him, the man tells his story, and Jesus becomes the one that has to live outside where other people are not. But he would do that most profoundly when he was outside the city walls on Calvary. And in a way, Mark, telling this graphic, punchy story that he does in his gospel, the big chunk of Mark is the passion narrative. And what he's wanting you to see is that everything that's happening, all the healings and the miracles and the demon possessions and the teaching, are all leading up to that same thing, that this person outside the walls of Calvary. But that same gospel moment, when compassion reaches out to touch a leper, was repeated in the life of St. Francis of Assisi. And that too turned out to be one of the most important days in his conversion to the crucified Lord. It happened early in his career. He'd begun to spend long hours in prayer, but was still living with his wealthy family. He was riding on the plain below Assisi when he came upon a leper. We read that Francis's character at the time was the most fastidious type of any. He had a highly sort of refined sensitivity of smell and taste. More than other people, he was totally nauseated at the sight of the leper and the smell of his putrid flesh. And he spurred his horse to hurry past. But then his conscience got the better of him, rightly, and he turned round and went to the leper. The leper put out his hands for alms, not expecting healing, put out his hands for alms. Francis gave him some money, but then embraced him. And he got back on his horse. And St. Bonaventure, who writes the story of St. Francis' life, says that he got back on his horse and looked all round, and no sign of the leper. And he goes on to say, in actual fact, the leper was everywhere, because Francis embraced three lepers that day on that road. The first was the man that he met, the man whose appearance filled him with horror. But the second was the leper inside him, this pleasure-loving young man, wealthy family, had to face the very uncomfortable ugliness, stench, and handicap that actually was within him. He realized that was his sinfulness. And so he accepts responsibility for his own unchristian reaction to the man. And so he embraced the leprosy of his own sinfulness. And then the third leper was the crucified Christ. This prepared him for that most important day on his journey towards discipleship of Jesus, that mystical experience he had of the St. Franciscan cross that many of you will be familiar with. I tried to find one and we don't seem to have one. It's the one that's Christ on the cross, but with people all around it. It's a different shape cross. And that was the Lord speaking to him and saying to him, rebuild my church. But the church wasn't the building. Of course, it was the building, because like us, we gather in the building and we always do in repairing here. But it was the people. And Francis met the Lord there on that cross. And years later, he wrote in his testament that it was the Lord who led him to the leper. It was the Lord who led him to look into himself and change that soul into what before seemed bitter was changed into sweetness of soul and body. And he met, of course, the Lord. We too always meet the Lord, and it's always the crucified but risen Lord that we meet while we're here, and our signs and symbols of the altar of the risen Lord and the cross above it is where we aim for, and the aim beyond to the window of the saints, St. Francis. So today, see it as a challenge to look within us to the unchristian traits within our lives, the leprous parts, as it were, of our souls. If we see other people that we regard as outcasts, as lepers, untouchables, then like Francis, we are challenged to come off our high horse and own up to feeling that way. Is it some superiority complex or pride in us that makes us think we're better than others, character-wise, culturally, or spiritually? Or is it an inferiority problem that erects a barrier of fear and shyness between us and others. Perhaps there's an area of unforgiveness or some prejudice against a certain class of people or situation, the homeless, the unemployed, the unwashed, the colored, the language, the creed, whatever it is. The gospel today is saying, the leper on our road of life, are we prepared, like Jesus, like Francis, to have the courage to reach out and touch them?